I'm Muriel.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome to
Hella in Your 30s. This week, Muriel goes to the dentist.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit. Let's do jumping jacks. And we'll get rich. But oops, I found that bottle of gin underneath the sink again. So tomorrow's a new day. Let's order pizza.
All right. Hello, beautiful listeners. This is Hell in Your 30s, the podcast where Muriel and I, we try to do adult stuff and, you know, figure out what those kind of experiences are in life. And it's a podcast for all ages. We happen to be in our 30s and we hammer the Hell in Your 30s part of the title very hard. But look, it's for everybody.
It's for all y'all.
Who's just trying to get their life together and move forward and live forever.
Live in Trump's America. Okay. Anyways.
We're trying to have a future that is bright.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. We're trying to create a future that is bright, a community for you to join. There are no rules except for, you know, you just try and have a good faith effort to move forward every day. All right.
So
we have some very good news.
Yes.
Some awesome, awesome, cheery news.
Okay, good.
Listen up, Nikki. Oh, guess what we got?
What?
3 new Patreon subscribers.
Oh, my God. Alisa, Rebecca, and Nicole, we love you guys.
Welcome to the nation.
Wow, the zombie apocalypse survival nation.
Yeah.
All right, look, check us out on Patreon. We got some bonus content, a.k.a. episodes and some videos and some fun stuff. It helps us grow the podcast.
Yes, so every time you subscribe, we have like lots of different tiers and like really cheap tiers. Like we have a $2 tier, $2 yeah. a month.
That's like 50 cents
an episode.
Plus you get extra episodes.
Yeah, but if there are like a million of you guys, then we'll be like, okay, so this week we're going to try out SpaceX.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Getting in a rocket and we're going to the moon. Let's see what our hot takes are.
Right. We're driving 2 Teslas directly into each other.
Right. As of right now, all we're trying to do is scrape together enough 50 cents so I can buy a box of hair dye and talk about how I ruined my life.
Right. Look, I have to get hymns. Look, we have some fun episodes coming up with your Patreon money. It really means a lot. And if you sign up by December 10th, then we're going to send you a little sweet holiday card in the mail and we're going to put glitter on it and it's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah, it won't destroy your house. It's not a glitter bomb, but there will be some sort of glittering
on
it.
Yeah, it'll be like a glitter melt.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
Excellent. There's also one exciting thing that Nick was telling me about that I don't understand.
What?
About how you can put the hyperlink of the...
Oh, look, if you sign up for Patreon, it gives you a link in it so that you can put it into whatever podcast player you have so that those episodes just show up in your regular podcast feed. Now, Google it or go to Patreon. They'll explain it, or you can DM me and I'll walk you through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the best option, obviously, by far. You'll be like, and if you do it, you can DM it. Nick will walk you through it, but I'll also interject with questions.
You can always email us at hellinyour30s@gmail.com. We also have a phone number. Leave us a voicemail, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely leave us a voicemail.
Okay.
Sorry, I know this is going to be quick. We're going to get to the meat of this episode. But the most fun thing ever is when our listeners leave voicemails.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing. So, I don't know. If you got something to say, something you tried, I'm looking to color my hair possibly in the next couple of weeks. I want to get some of the gray out. If you have a type of hair dye you love, leave us a voicemail and tell us where I can get it, why you like it, and or if you made a terrible mistake in the past. All
and
right.
If anyone knows of a diet pill that you can crush up and snort like a drug, but it's not
going to
ruin
that.
Your life, then let me know because I want to take a diet pill. Okay, moving along. That was the fun stuff. Now we have to go into the terrible, terrible, deep, dark depths that is the episode that is coming at you currently.
All right. Well, okay, guys, guess what? I am afraid of the dentist.
Like, really, really afraid.
I know. I'm afraid of the dentist. I don't know if there's anything that, like, any specific reason. It's something that's kind of accumulated for me.
Yeah.
And then, as the years have gone by, I have gotten more and more afraid. So now, unfortunately, I have a very dry, witty sort of approach to it. I tend to like feel okay. I've like rationalized myself up to this certain point. And then basically any given thing at the dentist, I don't know what it'll be, tears or yeah. Full meltdown. It's just like, and it's like a crazy thing for me. Like I have no things in my life that are like that except for this
Well, and you refuse to drive, but that's another thing.
Yeah, I've got two things.
But well, else, we could add some other. But
I don't have any other
let's
things.
Let's just focus. Yo, you've got things. Stranger Things.
This is the thing. Okay. And so like, and it's like anything. This is the reason why. Okay. It's one of those things. I think if you're one of me, if you're like one of these full grown adults who don't, who are afraid of the dentist, like, I think that there's more of them than people say. And I'm always the type of person who thinks everybody else has their shit together. Like everybody's got like straight, beautiful teeth that they've had braces for and they know how to drive cars and they're all together. They've got their life.
Yeah, they own a duplex but rent half of it out that pays the mortgage and blah, blah, blah.
Oh man, if I could go back in time, that's my biggest dream. No, I mean like I think everybody's got it together. And I think this is one of those things where I've been like, okay, I'm ashamed. Like I try to take really good care of my teeth because I do not want to go to the dentist.
Right.
I was apple a day, keep the doctor away.
Yeah.
Floss
7 or 8 times a day keeps
the
dentist
away from me as far as possible. Yeah. So I try to take really good care of my teeth, but I don't go in because I psychologically have a problem.
Well, and also, you know, it's really expensive and we haven't had insurance this whole time until now.
Yeah, until now. But I guess my point is like, I think part of like what compounds these types of like weird things is feeling like you're alone. Like feeling like, oh, everybody goes, everybody's got their shit together. Everybody has the dentist that they love and they go and it's like everybody laughs and they're smiling and they get a cleaning and everything's perfect. And I think when you think that everybody has that, you're just like, oh man, like I am literally the worst. But I will say this. The reason why I thought this would be a good podcast to do is because I want to say for real, I have so much shame. And then sometimes I'll be talking to like a friend or like whatever. And I'll be like, yeah, I mean, I haven't been to the dentist in like 6 years. And then they'll go like, I haven't been to the dentist in 6 years.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just like, wait, what?
And you're like, you know, Nick, my husband, he hasn't been to the dentist in 15 years.
I mean, it's like people, like a lot of people don't go, which I like, I in my brain, I have it built up that everybody goes twice a year. You get your scheduled cleanings. You have dental insurance and like you always take care of your crap.
Yeah.
And every time I crowdsource, it's like maybe I would say honestly, just anecdotally, it's like 1 out of 6 or 7 people actually goes regularly.
Yeah,
to
yeah, right.
So I don't know if I'm
right.
Well,
probably I would love to know the stats of America as a whole because it's all just like people with insurance who can't afford to go any damn way.
Well, yeah, because it's like, you know, yeah. So I'll go into the insurance thing.
Yeah.
This is how afraid I am of the dentist. Today, I am going to the dentist. It's December, not today, tomorrow I'm going to the dentist. It's December 1st, 2019. I got my insurance card January 1st, 2019. So that's how long I've been like putting this off. It's like, I literally was like, oh, I may not be able to get an appointment to see a dentist because I waited to the end of the year and I paid the insurance all year and still didn't do it. But you know, I have a decent insurance, it's private, so I just bought it. And dental is not included in lots of people's insurance.
Yeah.
And I have a $1,500 deductible, and then after that I have to pay. And like, if you have any major dental work done, you just have to pay out of pocket.
Right.
You know, so anyway, it's like, it's definitely like not the best, but I bought it to be responsible. And I've been doing research I started doing research last year in December. That's when my December 2018, I started my first spreadsheet.
I had to clean up our computer the other day, and I found maybe 15 Google Docs. It was like Muriel's dental research, and then just like who offers sedation, what you've been calculating who you're going to see and how you're going to approach this on and off, maybe, I don't know, well, since December of last year or whatever.
I literally have probably spent a good 25 to 30 hours researching dentists spread out over the year.
Yeah.
With like times where I have to take a break and like have a little cry and then like leave it alone and come back 3 months later. So I've been doing this, like, it's been this insane, insane process. So based on all of these things that I'm talking about, it's like, of course, what comes hand in hand with that is that I think that I'm dying.
Right. Well, okay. So let's get into that. So just to be on, okay. So Muriel,
what
do you think is wrong with your teeth? Why do you think it's so pressing for you to go to the dentist?
Okay. Can I say what I think is wrong?
Yes. This that's is what I think is wrong.
Okay. So I think I have 3 to 5 cavities.
Okay.
Depending on the day. But okay. I think around 3 to 5 cavities.
Why do you think that? Pain?
Intuition. Well, I'm having a little bit of pain and I can feel like a little like with my tongue, I can feel a little crack between the tooth and the gum line for on 2 teeth. And so I think I have like a ridge, like a gum line cavity that might be 2 teeth. It might go all the way around. And I have some sensitivity on that too.
Muriel, I'm saying maybe right now you have sensitivity. You will be talking about how bad your teeth hurt. Like it goes up and down.
Well, it does hurt.
I know. Well, but I'm saying you're saying some sensitivity and some like, oh, I can have a little feeling, but you will just straight up be like, I'm in pain.
Well, okay.
Sometimes you do. Don't even try to act like you don't.
I am in pain. I have some pain. It's like, but it's almost like only with like hot and cold. Like, so two of my teeth are very sensitive to hot and cold. So if I'm like eating something and I'm like, ah, it's like biting into a filling or something like that, like a piece of aluminum. And so that's what I think is going on. And I have a fantasy or an intuitive thought that perhaps I'm going to need a root canal on one of these teeth. Because
I mean, you talk about that all the time.
Whatever, dude. I'm saying my truth. So I'm saying that I have a tooth. It's very sensitive. I can feel a ridge or a crack between the tooth and the gum that I think is a gum line cavity. And I Googled that and nobody says that that's like a real term, but I'm saying it. So,
Oh my God.
I think it's a gum line cavity and I think it's across 2 to 3 of my teeth. It's very, very, very sensitive. And then that tooth is really sensitive and it's sensitive to hot and cold. And I'm thinking if it's sensitive, then my tooth is dying and I'm going to need a root canal. And I think I have other teeth. I'm sure I have other cavities. I know I have to get my wisdom teeth out. And I have not, I don't think they've came in all the way. Based on the last time I was in the dentist, it's about 6 or 7 years ago. They hadn't fully come in, which means like the surgery to get them out is like hella expensive. So like some people can just get them out like an extraction. It's like maybe $400. But if you have like a complicated one or you're older, they get like bony and they have to like crack your tooth and pull it out.
Yeah.
And they have hooks that dig into your jaw. I've looked at the pictures. I am like looking at everything. And I know that it can be really complicated and fucked up.
Yeah.
And so and I'm pretty sure I have to have all 4 taken out because they're probably...
Well, yeah, we've known you need to get your wisdom teeth out forever.
For at least 15 years.
Well, definitely since you were so young that you were still on your dad's insurance and could have gotten it done then.
Yeah.
So you've known you needed...
Shout out to the people who did not guide me to make that choice.
I know.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, all right. So, okay, we got to get on with this. Okay,
so that's what I think is wrong. And so I think everything, if worst case scenario, everything I've calculated, like I've gone online, looked at the pricing structures, looked at everything.
Yeah.
Everything all together with anesthesia and all this bullshit, I'm thinking I'm going to be in the hole like maybe $6,000.
Okay.
So that's what I'm guessing.
And we can just put that on a credit card that we don't have currently.
Right. And it's like, and I looked into dental credit cards because there's a credit care. You can do that and it has a lower interest rate than regular credit cards and lots of dentists take them and you can go apply. So I've like literally, I've settled on a dentist.
Yeah.
They have credit care. They offer like a whole financial aid department, payment plans. They're super like help with like people who are fucked from all this horrible money that they have to spend to fix their broken ass teeth.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
So
I
you
did
found
it.
Your, you found your, you found your dentist, your doctor.
Yes. It took me a year.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
Okay.
And it better work because if it doesn't, I've been having all kinds of, I've been trying to set up the appointment with the guy.
Yeah.
And like, first my email wasn't working and I couldn't get the information in. And I was like completely panicked. It's just this weird thing where like, I think once you start thinking that you're like everyone else has got it together and you're lame.
Yeah.
It just like snowballs. Cause then I think, oh,
well, and you have your Hotmail email account, which is obviously embarrassing. Like, you need to, no one has that anymore. So
I'm saying that I am having a problem.
I know,
my Hotmail account wasn't accepting his emails. It's like eating emails at this point. So I had to like change my email address because my dentist couldn't get a hold of me. And at that point I sent 3 panicked emails to this guy from like 3 different email addresses being like, can you get it now? I haven't gotten the paperwork. And then I like realized I didn't have a physical copy of my insurance card.
Yeah.
So then I was going to send him another email that was like, hey, I have a screenshot of my insurance card, but I don't have the physical card. And Nick was like, don't send that email. So I'm already thinking like, at this point, on top of everything, I feel like I'm going to walk into the office and they're going to be like, oh, this bitch, I know who she is. She sent me a bunch of crazy emails. And then they're not going to take me seriously. And then they're going to try to work on me. And I'm going to start crying. And the whole thing is going to be like really embarrassing. And also, I just feel like it's like once you start thinking that you're like a weirdo, then you start thinking everything you do is a weirdo.
Well,
thing.
Muriel, I need I you don't to want know
you,
something.
What are you going to say? If you call me a weirdo, I'm going to be so pissed.
You're
don't.
Look,
is that your plan? Don't.
You're a love weirdo. you're a weirdo with like, you know, but you're cool though. You're cool though.
Yeah,
you're
I know
a weirdo
I'm
who's cool.
Cool
though.
I don't need this.
Look, I love you. We're gonna get through this together. Muriel,
you got 2
me.
Parking tickets this month. How do you feel about that?
Terrible. That was such a crazy. I was like, we're so whatever, trying not to be broke forever, and just like these stupid parking tickets.
All right, great. Now we're on equal playing.
Yeah,
field.
You're right. Your teeth and my horrible parking. Okay, Muriel, I love you so much. You're not a weirdo. You're a strong person.
I don't need this. I'm fine. I am telling you that I've made the choice to go and I'm like together. I don't need any shit.
Okay.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
It's just going to be like not, I mean, I have gotten to the point where I'm such a badass mother that I can control everything.
Well,
I'm just saying that
right.
Eventually something will happen and I'll lose my mind and I don't know. It's like a ticking time bomb. But right now I'm fine.
Right.
I don't need any sympathies. I don't
need
anything. I
good,
feel cool
because you
as
don't
a
get
cucumber.
Any. Good.
I did my research. Like these people, I know where this guy lives. I know everything about him. I went through every single Yelp review. He has like 400 Yelp reviews. I read all the 1 stars. And you know what I like about this guy?
What?
So this in the past. I do like a person who fights back on Yelp. So when he has a bad review, he gets in there.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, you have to show me some of that later.
They're nice because the only bad reviews on Yelp that I found, period, and I looked through all of them, were people who got confused and are talking about a different dentist. So what this guy does is he goes and takes their name and then looks it up in all of their records.
Yeah.
And then he says like, and then cross checks that against anybody who would have came in like the beginning of June in 2017.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we have no record of you coming in. I regret to inform you that I think you might be mistaken.
When,
I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Research
when our
knows.
Fucking bar, when we open a bar, if that ever happens or at any point we're on Yelp, we should absolutely do that. Be like, I'm sorry. Actually, I don't think you ever came in here. You're mistaken.
Just do a Trump or do like a mafia thing. Just like, you don't exist. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
I don't recall. Fifth Amendment.
All right. Look. Yeah. Okay. I'm loving Muriel, but she doesn't want any of that. So instead, I'm going to send all this loving energy out to all of the people out there who have an insane partner who they have literally no idea how to support in their time of need. So if you are just grasping for straws on how to show the only person that you've ever loved in the whole world that you know better than anyone else, because you literally are at a complete loss, you know, just know that there's a bunch of us floating out in the sea alone.
Yeah, well, that's where you belong.
Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
You made your appointment and you're going in. to the dentist. Muriel Montgomery, I'm going to be by your side every step of the way.
I know.
And I'm going to be, oh my God, I got your back. So much love is headed your way.
You, I know. Nick canceled. He was going to go hang out with his friends and watch football tonight. My appointment's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm already so bitter. I've had the most terrible morning. I'm so upset.
Well, I know. So I canceled my plans because I'm going to baby you.
I didn't ask you though.
I want to baby you. I want to be here for you. And I want to also, come on. It's the best thing in the whole world to, you know, hide away from everything else and just like be in bed watching TV and like caring for someone.
Well, okay. I am very bitter that I have at this existence on the planet.
Okay, let's talk about mental. I just want to check in mentally. You seem fired up and like a warrior, but not like you are scared of what's going to happen physically.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think fear for me is a lot of like based around the unknown. Mm-hmm. And I know that I will hate this. So I'm just mad that I'm going. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They go. I already texted my mom today, too. I go, just letting you know I'm going to go get traumatized by the dentist. She's like, call me when you're done. I also, they had a box on the paperwork. Oh, yeah. This morning started off great. First of all, I got a text confirming my appointment and that I've and making sure that I filled out a bunch of paperwork that I never received via email.
Yeah.
Turns out Hotmail, surprise, surprise, is eating my emails. So I've been missing all these emails.
So then I'm
upset.
For the zero of you out there that still use Hotmail, you need to be like Muriel and stop using Hotmail after in the year of our Lord 2020.
I thought it was just one person couldn't get a hold of me. Turns out I like was doing the mental math and I was like, oh, I've got like three different emails that for sure I should have gotten a response to.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then this guy's like, we've already sent you this paperwork like three times and I couldn't get it. So I realized Hotmail's been eating my emails. And then I was like, great, send me this stupid paperwork. I fill it out. Every question is like about how you can't sue them if they stab you. It's like the worst. And I'm like, oh, this is the worst. And at the end, at the very end, they should do this at the beginning. At the end of filling out 15 pages of paperwork about like getting stabbed in the mouth and terrible, terrible things and whatever. It's like, is there anything you want us to know? And I just wrote like a 4-paragraph response. I was like, I hate going to the dentist. I don't want to do this. I'm really stressed out about you poking me with the poking thing. I don't know.
Muriel just got up in a huff. She was like, will you read this and make sure I don't sound crazy? So I sat down and read it. And I was like, yeah, you know, you might want to soften some of this language. One of your sentences was, I've experienced pain every single time I've ever been to the dentist.
Which is true. And the last time I went, they fucked up my teeth and they had to redo them. Like literally the last time I went to the dentist, I had a dentist who filled my cavities too high, which means like they drill and then they fill the cavity with whatever, like whatever filling. And then you like, it's supposed to be the shape of the tooth, but it was too thick. So as I was like, oh, this is great. But after a couple weeks, I started getting all this insane tooth pain because essentially it's like, if you feel the filling too high, it's kind of like walking 1,000 miles with a sharp rock in your shoe. And at first you don't notice it and then it's annoying. And then all of a sudden you're like a bloody mess. So like basically like I couldn't eat anything that wasn't room temperature or the temperature of my mouth, like anything. I was so miserable and it didn't go away. And I went back and the guy was just so mad that I was there. And he's like, well, they're a little too high. I mean, they're slightly too high. And I was just like, I can't eat anything. Yeah. And then he took a sander to my mouth without any anesthesia or anything. And was just like sanding my teeth down. And it was like the worst feeling I've ever had. And to have somebody be mad at you and they're sanding your teeth with a little sander.
Well, and just to fill out the picture, he was a gigantic Italian man with huge sausage fingers, but the hand that he used had at least 3.5 of his fingers blown off from a childhood fireworks accident.
Yeah, so then he's like, it's lucky for me, I can fit my hand in your mouth. And that's just like, it's like being inside of like a Spirited Away. It's like a dentist that you just... like maybe he'll help you, but he's kind of horrifying and like...
No, he sounds like... was it Pirelli's, Mr. the Miracle Elixir guy
Try
from
Pirelli's Miracle Elixir. Do it in a Tixer. Yes, we will. It's like the fucking some discount
Italian, whatever. Trickster.
He was such. So anyway, that's the last time I went to the dentist. That guy was did the work wrong, had to redo it, and was really like shitty with me.
Yeah.
And like now I'm like, so I'm like writing. They say, "What do you want me to know?" And I'm like, "I don't like this one guy was such a jerk." And I Nick is like, "What are you writing?"
I know. The they asked for it, and then you kind of softened up some of the language with your second draft.
I did. I went through it again. I was very panicked the first time. I was using no contractions. I am afraid of the dentist. Not. One, just like simple sentences with a period.
Yeah, it was very serial killery.
I know. And so now I'm fine.
Okay.
Are you?
No, you're not fine. You're terrible. Okay. Well, what can I do for you once we get there? Do you want me to come into the office with you? Do you want me to wait in the waiting room?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to...
This is what I want. Okay. I want you to understand that today is going to be the worst day ever.
Okay.
And so I don't know. Nick was very sweet. He said, "I'm canceling my plans with Anthony. I'm going to take care of you. And we're not going to watch football. We'll do adios." And I go, "I don't want to talk about it." And he goes, "Okay." He's like, "All I want to do is just talk about what we're going to do tonight." I was like, "I don't want to talk about it." It's like you're being so wonderful and nice and you want to plan a bunch of wonderful and nice things.
I want to have some art projects.
That's right. And I want to literally take the calendar and throw it out the window. And then I want to jump out of the window. I'm just irritated. The main thing is, it's like, I'm okay. The thing is that sucks. Okay, here's two things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a reasonable adult. Most of us are. We're reasonable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have any like thing that could be classified as a phobia, luckily, that I know of. So like, you know, like I'm afraid of heights kind of, but I mean like people are afraid of heights. I don't like a spider on me. That's okay.
Right.
That's, you know what I mean? I don't like reasonable. Like weird, like scary guy popping out of a closet. Like there are some things I'm not
ghosts,
into.
Ghosts, demons.
No, I don't like those, but you know, I don't really like getting too high. I get a little paranoid.
Yeah. Like, I also don't like it when I'm on a like upside down roller coaster and it stops and the belts come undone. And,
right. You fall to your death.
Yeah. I'm like, scared of that.
I'm
not like, I don't like it when that happens.
I'm normally fine. Yeah. And right now I don't feel like panicked or anything like that. I'm really irritated that I have to go because I hate doing this.
You're pounding your hand into the desk.
Right. But I'm not like scared.
Yeah.
The issue is that in the past, I try to only go to the dentist like once every 6 years, but in the past, every time I get in the chair for a cleaning or when they just want to talk to me and I can smell the smells and the thing gets on, I just start crying.
Yeah.
And it's the worst. And I can't stop because logically they're like, "Do you want me to continue?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm fine."
Yeah.
Obviously I need to go to the dentist. I think I have a cavity.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I can pay for this. You know, like I try to take really good care of my teeth. I brush and floss, you know, like, and I'm here and I'm making the choice to be here. I'm not under duress.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they're like, "Well, why are you crying?" And I'm like, "Because that's what happens. Okay. So just fucking deal with it." Yeah. I'm dealing with it.
Right.
So I'm embarrassed. And like, I don't, sometimes it doesn't happen. Like, it's just like, but it's like a weird trigger thing. So like, I don't know if they're, sometimes it's happened to me because they're being really nice.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I start crying. And if they're not nice, I get really panicked, but sometimes I can hold it together.
Right. Because you're more mad kind of, and you feel like you have to defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, they do stuff like they say it's the thing that I think they misrepresent. My issue is like, I'm kind of like a little kid where you have to like tell them exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think they misrepresent the pain levels for stuff that they do. And this is the thing in particular that I fucking can't stand, that this is the thing that I'm like obsessing over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
If you have a cavity, from what I understand from other dentists who've explained this to me, and they could all be stupid lying assholes, is that you can see stuff like decay on an x-ray, right? Like you can, but you can't really see how the depth of the decay, like the extent of the decay without kind of taking that horrible hook-shaped stabber and stabbing it as hard as you can.
Your eyes just watered up.
Until it,
you're crying.
And like prong it, right?
Yeah.
So like they make you go in there and they like prong. I'm crying.
You're crying.
So they're like, I don't want you to shut up. So like I have a tooth that's sore and I have a sore spot and I think I have a cavity. And the thing that they're going to do, they always say, this might hurt a little bit. And then it hurts so much. And I'm just like, tell me. I don't want you to stab me in the... I'm just crying. I hate this so much. I hate... This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Muriel, I can't.
You can. You're going to be so strong. And no, here's the thing. It's going to be the worst thing ever. It's going to be so terrible.
No.
And I'm going to be there with you every step of the way.
I just want to not be crazy.
You're not
and
crazy.
And I am a little bit. Don't say I'm not.
Okay, fine. You're
I'm
crazy.
I'm in the living room and I'm crying because I have to go to the dentist.
Okay, you have a dent. You have a crazy phobia of the dentist, and it is not rare. A lot of people have it. I think I've told this story on this podcast.
What?
But one of the main reasons you and I ended up hooking up was because a girl I was dating couldn't come with me on that trip up to Vancouver because she had to go take care of her friend who was so scared of going to the dentist that she couldn't go alone. So her friend...
You thought she was dumb.
I thought she was dumb back then, but little did I know that people who are afraid of the dentist lead to the greatest romances in the whole world. Okay? So you guys serve a purpose.
I think it's good when you talk to me about stuff like this because then I just get mad at you and I stop crying.
Exactly.
I just can't. I'm
do you
want to
talk about circus clowns?
No, I don't need this. I just need to wallow in my own fucking misery.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll play some Fallout Boy.
Nick.
Or Taking Back Saturday. What are they called? Sunday something.
Oh my God. Listen, my manager at work doesn't listen to this podcast. I haven't said this, right? I don't think I have. This is things that I like as distractions.
Okay,
I work with him, and every time I come into work, I don't think he likes me, but he also doesn't like mornings. And so he's a very grumpy, and he's very gothic and emo. And he comes in, and he'll play scream music, like, like really, really loud.
Like heavy metal?
Like not like punk, like screamo punk with heavy metal mixed in as loud as you possibly can with just me and him setting up the restaurant while he gives me the silent treatment.
Yeah.
So this is like my Saturday and Sunday mornings every other weekend, which is just the best. And he was playing some of this old school emo punk that we used to listen to when we were in high school. And one of the lyrics, I forgot about this song. I hadn't heard it in like 15 years.
Yeah.
One of the lyrics is like, because you could slit my throat and with my one last dying breath I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. And it's like, I was like, after 15 years, it's like, oh, that aged so badly.
Yeah.
Like, back then I thought, okay, drama. But then listening to it, like, I was just like, who wrote this?
Who is it? It's like
Taking Back Sunday, which, you know, there's some songs I like up there, but that one in particular.
Well, you kind of like that one.
I mean, no. All I need to know is that maybe I should hate you for this. It's just like the stupidest breakup song.
Yeah.
So anyway, he played that like 3 times in 1 weekend. And I this is like right now, I don't feel as emotionally bad as I did when he was doing that.
Yeah.
Like I think a lot of this is like I'm resigning myself to death.
Muriel, so like- you're so pretty with the dried tears coming down your cheeks in the sunlight of my life.
No, I don't need this. It's like I'm one of those goats where if you scare them, they fall over. Like right now, I'm just lying on my side, like waiting for someone to just like, I don't know, eat me alive. I'm going to go in. I'm going to try to be really reasonable. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I don't. But I can't control it.
Right.
And that's the weirdest part. So anyway, that's how I'm doing. I'm doing great. This is a good day. And my fucking next door neighbor downstairs is playing her stupid ass music really loud. So, you know, it's just, it's a good day.
Okay,
everything
cool.
is so good.
All right, great.
I love America. Hello. Pardon the interruption. This is Nick and Muriel.
If you're hearing this, it means we do not have sponsorship for this episode.
Nope, but Campfire Media is working hard to make sure that changes.
In the meantime, this episode is brought to you by you, our listeners. If you want to support Hell in Your 30s, please go to patreon.com/hellinyour30s.
How do you spell Patreon, Nick?
patreon.com/hellinyour30s, all spelled out. We have plenty of tiers for you to join the Hella family at whatever level feels comfortable for you.
And hey, if you're not feeling another monthly subscription all up in your bush and you appreciate the podcast, you can always Venmo us at Hella in Your 30s or send us a little something something through PayPal at hellainyour30s@gmail.com.
And now back to the episode. And we're back and we're in our pajamas. We're already trying to just bring the comfort level up. And the soothing, relaxing evening.
Don't look at me like that. Nigga's like, are you ready to record? Are you okay? Are you losing your mind?
I'm very gentle husband gloves.
I know.
Yes.
All right. We're back.
We're back. Hi, Muriel.
Hi, Nick.
Would you like to tell the listeners, you want to tell them the good news? Do you want to tell them? Okay,
I'm a little traumatized. The good news is, well, I'll tell the story. Okay, I went in. We walked up. There was a crazy man outside of the shopping complex who was screaming at the top of his lungs.
And it got loud because the thing was up a couple of floors.
Yeah.
But when you were inside there up above him, it was louder than when you were next to him.
So while we were sitting in the waiting room and I was yeah. already pretty full of anxiety, in the background you just heard this rah! Oh my God, ah! Coming from this thing, and I was like, he knows
he came from here. He just got out of his
dentist appointment. Screaming, and then I signed up and they like took me to the back and set me up, and the guy started taking x-rays, which I guess it's been a long time since I took an x-ray.
Yeah.
But I guess they take this, like, the way they do it now is they have like a little backpack with a machine on it, and they have a wand, and you bite the piece and they just like shoot your cheek.
Do they put the backpack on you or do they wear the backpack?
No, they wear the backpack. So the dude set me up, he put the thing on, and he did my x-rays, and I was pretty much at a level 8. I was no tears, but I was focusing really hard
mm-hmm.
on not crying. And then in the background, they were piping in all of the Christmas hits. So it was like, I don't want a lot for Christmas. Like,
there is just one thing I know.
Yeah, so they were playing that, and I was literally trying not to cry. And I was like, oh, great. Now my associations with this song is going to be all dentist.
Right. Because she hits those high notes, which kind of sounds like the drill.
I can't
the
handle this. Drill. So you're treading thin ice. And then the dentist comes in and he says, okay, hi, I'm Dr. Wang. And he's super great. And he's like, really nice. He says, you know, how are you today? And yeah. I just started sobbing.
Did it go immediately tears like running? Or
yeah, he said, how are you? And I started just literally like crying, like full blown crying. And I couldn't talk. And then he's like, okay. And I was like, I'm okay. And I'm glad I was like this. I'm okay. And I'm glad I'm here. And I can't help it. This is just what happens every time I go. And he's like, it's okay. Like, sometimes this comes through trauma. He's like, do you have trauma?
I was like, yes, this.
I know, because he's asking me, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, when I was like really little, like the first time I remember going to the dentist, yeah. I had a tooth pulled and I didn't have enough anesthesia, and like they didn't, it wasn't a good dentist. Like, they didn't check in with me. It was really painful.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why that one I'm missing. I was supposed to get a spacer and my parents never took me back to get it. But when they pulled that tooth, I could feel it. I was probably like 7 or something like that.
That's fucked up. Do you remember being scared before you went in?
Yeah, I was scared. Nobody told me anything about what was going to happen. Yeah. They're like, you have to go to the dentist. And I had a cavity on that tooth, I think. And they took me in and like, it was super dark. I remember it being like dark in the room and my mom wasn't with me. And they drilled some other tooth and then they extracted that tooth. And they didn't tell me like what it was going to be like. And like, they didn't tell me like before.
Are you sure it was even at a dentist?
Yeah.
This is horrible. It's all dark.
They were like, oh, well, it was like an x-rays. And then like there was a light and they were using the light. It wasn't like in the dark.
There was like one bulb hanging from like.
But everything else was dimly lit. My mom wasn't there. And then they cleaned my teeth and then they did this extraction and I didn't have enough Novocaine. So I felt like all of it. But, you know, they used to do that to kids all the time. Like my grandma was like, oh yeah, I never got Novocaine for drilling. Right, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, yeah, that was traumatizing, but also like, I don't know if it was like, I don't know in the scale of trauma, if that's like, I don't know, whatever. So anyway, it scared me. And then the last time I went in, was pretty painful. Like I just have had like experiences with doctors who are annoyed that I'm nervous.
Yeah, right.
And then they handle me roughly. Right. And it's like, that's happened every time I've been to the dentist. Because
they're like offended that you think that they would hurt you.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, like, I get that. The last time I went, when he filled my cavities too high, I was like, hey, this is like not working. And he was like really annoyed that I was there. And he was kind of rough with me. Like he wasn't like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I know your teeth are sensitive right now because they've been, the fillings are too high and now they're irritated. Like I didn't ever have a dentist say, hey, like buy some Sensodyne. That'll help with your tooth sensitivity. Like I just thought that dentists,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, I haven't had good experiences, but nothing insane. But he's looking at me like, well, do you have trauma? Because he's also nervous that I'm like a psycho.
Yeah, right. You're going to faint or have a heart attack.
Throw up. I know. And then I got myself under control and we talked for a while. And he's like, and then he went over my x-rays and he showed me all my x-rays, like where the bone is, where the gum is, what a healthy root looks like, what a cavity looks like on the x-ray, what a filling looks like. And he goes through all the things and then he goes, okay, so do you have any other things? Cause he's like, what helps me? He's like, is that communication. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, like tell me you're feeling uncomfortable. Yeah. And he's like, and I need to know what you're sensitive to. Like, you know, so I know that like I can take things really slow in certain ways. Right. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, the thing is there's one thing. And I was like, I know this is part of your job.
Were you sobbing still?
I started sobbing. I go, you know, this one thing. And I thought I was like totally over it because I was cool, totally cool looking at the x-rays and talking to him. And I was like, yeah, okay, got it. Okay, cool. And he's like, okay. And he's like, is there anything else? But there's this one thing. And you take the thing that looks like a hook that has the pointy part at the end and you stab the part of my tooth to see if there's a cavity. And I was like, that usually really is, that's pretty upsetting to me. And he's like, okay. And I'm like straight up sobbing. And then he's like, well, you're right. I do have to do that. But I'll try to be really careful. And I was like, just this one part of my mouth hurts. And I feel like it feels like electric current when stuff touches it. And I just really don't want you to stab me. And I go, I was talking to my husband today and I was fine. And then I started talking about this and I just started crying.
You told him all your whole day?
I told him my whole day. And he's like, okay.
He's like, just don't throw up.
Well, also he just thought it was pretty intense and I kept calling it a stabbing tool. I don't know the name of it. And he's got three fucking tools. One's a mirror. One's a, like a tongue depressor and one's like a stabbing hook from hell. It's like the Candyman hook, the fish hook on a stick. I don't know what you want me to call it. The jabber, the stabber. I'm correct and not like.
Meanwhile, you're just like pulling out strands of hair one at a time.
No, meanwhile, I'm literally just crying and the poor technician dude, the hygienist was just like, what the fuck? Because like he took my x-ray and then left and I was like really stone-faced the whole time. As soon as the doctor came in, I started sobbing and he walked by and just did a slow turn into the room. I was like sobbing. It's like, what the fuck? And then he did my exam.
And tell the people the good news.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Except like, for everything mentally.
No, he says, well, he's like, I can't believe, he He goes like, well, because we were talking earlier when I was not crying and I was saying like, he's like, I haven't been to the dentist in like maybe 7 years. And I was like, and he goes, well, what's your hygiene like? And I was like, well, I was like, well, I brush like probably three times a day and I floss once a day, sometimes twice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just take really, really good care of my teeth because I don't want to go to the dentist. Yeah. And he's like, he laughed, but he was also like, okay, that's, don't be shady. Like, so, he was trying not to validate that, but I was like, I'm telling you right now, I take really good care of my teeth because I do not want to go to the dentist.
Okay, but I think we need to like, I know we set it up in the intro. You thought you had cavities, but the extent to which you have been living with this deep-seated dread
that you had
up to 6 or 7 cavities.
I really felt like I was like, this is it. This is the end. My teeth are so dirty. They have been cleaning forever. I am like disgusting. Well, I didn't really feel disgusting, but I felt like lately I ate a sandwich and I had like more stuff stuck in my teeth than normal.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's what happens.
Yeah,
when you don't go to the dentist. I was like, I have something on my teeth I can't brush off. So
yeah, right. The garbage just becomes permanent.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
And then
it's like one of those mosaics you'd make with all little broken shards of glass from the desert or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just your mouth full of your meals of food forgotten.
For food for the last 7 years. No, basically he looked at my teeth and he's like, well, he's like, the thing is, he's like, well, your gums are really pink. They're really healthy. He's like, you barely have any tartar. And he's like, your teeth are, he's like, all your roots are perfect. You have no, like, obviously no infections. You don't have any cavities. Your teeth are really clean. They look strong. You have great bone density. And he's just like, I mean, I'm really surprised you haven't been to the dentist in so long. And the only reason why I've been having all this tooth pain is because I was brushing my teeth too hard.
Which I love, because that's what I did. That's my problem, is I brushed all the gums back on my teeth and I had to... I'm so sad that you have tooth pain. I'm so happy that you don't have cavities. And I'm so thrilled that you did to yourself what I did to myself, because I am the absolute one in this relationship who has a, like, I did it too hard cornered.
You love too hard.
Like, I go too hard, like, everything's broken or whatever because I did it too much. Or, you know, it's just like, I'm the one that always goes ham on everything. And, of course, I wear my gums down because I brush them too hard. And I think it's better to have, like, an extra firm bristle when really you need an extra soft bristle.
Yeah, I know.
My heart so good to know that you're with me.
And on top of that, the real deal is, I just have sensitive teeth. And that's why, like, going to the dentist has been really painful for me.
Yeah.
That's like the other piece of this is that I just have, he's like, you're just sensitive. And he's like, what I'm looking at, your teeth and gums are like perfectly healthy. He's like, you take great care of your mouth. And he's like, you brushed a little bit too much on a tiny part of your gum. He's like, it's so small. The part that is receded is such a small area.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no way I can really correct it for you because it's just too tiny. And he's like, but I see it. And he's
and
like,
that's where you had thought you needed a root canal because you had between 5 and 8 cavities.
I thought I was gonna lose my tooth. I've been like sitting here for a year.
I know.
I also wanted to be like, you know, dude, look at my insurance card. It's the first time I've seen you. It's December 2nd.
Yeah, right.
I got my insurance card January 1st of 2019. It's been a year. This is how long I've been putting this off because I've been crying about it. And then he goes, no, just go ahead and get a tube of Sensodyne. He's like, just start using that. You're going to see a huge difference. You know, he's like, if it changes, you know, and he goes, if you want, like, you can buy an expensive toothbrush. This is a PSA. My dentist, my new dentist, who I'm going to move in with and live with forever, who I love, he's amazing. He's so nice. And he let me cry. I cried a lot. I cried so much that they thought they wouldn't have time for cleaning. At the end of our talk, after I'd been crying for hella, and then he goes, oh, you're fine. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, can I still have a cleaning? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, do we have time? I've been crying for so long.
But you didn't cry during the cleaning at all?
No, because he didn't hurt me. But I will say this, 100%, I have felt significant pain in every cleaning. And yeah. I felt significant pain in every exam. And I don't know if it's because I haven't been advocating for myself yeah. or because it's probably a combination of things.
Right.
And I also have abnormally sensitive teeth.
Yeah.
So like all of those feelings are really like it's enough pain to make me jump. I mean, like I'm not like, I'm sure some of it is psychological, but I actually do feel pain and I have a pretty high pain tolerance yeah. when it comes to other parts of my burning
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, no, you burn yourself all the time. You have bruises the size of a football and you'll be like, where did this come from?
Yeah,
like you don't even feel pain.
No, I feel it, but
it's all just through your brain and teeth.
Yeah. So basically, you know, but I've never had a cleaning that didn't feel horrible.
Okay. Sorry. What was the PSA though?
Oh, my PSA is the dentist said, well, I'll brag on myself a little bit, but he said, he goes, if you need to relearn the pressure, like the reasonable pressure to use when brushing your teeth, then getting an expensive electric toothbrush is great because nowadays they have sensors that tell you if you're pressing too hard, which I think is really valuable. And it tells you like how to move on, like once you've brushed one section enough to move on. But what he said was basically like, if you're going to buy one of those, don't get a mid-price one. He's like, you can if you want to, but it's not really worth the money. Like to get one, he's like, get like a Sonicare or one of the really expensive ones. He says he loves Sonicare. He's like, that's worth the money, but not like a mid-price one that's cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, because they just don't really.
It's basically just a regular toothbrush.
Yeah. And he's like,
moves around.
And then he said, you know, and honestly, you're getting whatever you're doing, you're getting great results. So you could probably just buy a normal toothbrush because your brushing habits are really good.
Yeah, right. I think like the only thing you have to do is just not, you know, pull a Nick and rip your gums off your
teeth. And then one thing that I did do that I think made everything way, way fucking worse is I found that little, so like, I don't know if anybody out here, if you find this, it's like, basically there's this just, it feels like there's this little gap between my gum and my tooth, like a tiny gap, like the size of like a fingernail, like a really, but you can feel like
you thought was full of rot.
I thought I had a cavity that was just going straight like a sheet of paper into the nerve of my tooth, and I thought I was gonna have to have the whole tooth pulled and the one next to it. So I thought I had a spreading lateral paper thin cavity that was going across all of my.
I cannot express to people how deep seated this dread has been in our house for so long.
I've been so upset. And then, so I was thinking, okay, well, I've got this very deep paper thick cavity, like sheet of paper, wafer thin cavity that's going across three of my teeth. So every morning and every night, and sometimes after lunch, I will go at it as hard as I can with a toothbrush.
Oh my God.
Trying to make sure that there's nothing in the cavity. Cause I figured.
You sound like me trying to pop one of my neck pimples.
I just figured it was so deep and I wanted to make sure that I was clearing everything out of it.
Yeah, that's why how I get the pus out of
Nick,
this.
What? What you're saying? Is so
I'm
gross.
Just saying.
No, don't. I don't want you. This is not about you. It's about me. So anyway, this like thing was basically I had brushed a little too hard and exposed a part of my tooth that is closer to the nerve. So like it was just sensitive. And so to combat that, I've been grinding away at it for, I think at this point, I've been doing it for 4.5 or 5 months. I've been brushing that portion of my mouth as hard as I can. So I learned something. I am not a dentist. And I, no matter how much I think I can solve my own problems, I can't tell if I have a cavity or not. Like, why would I know that? And so he's like, chill the fuck out, get some stuff that helps you not be so sensitive.
Yeah.
And he's like, see me in 6 months.
But no, there's other news. You do have to get your wisdom teeth.
I do. So that's part two of this fucking saga.
Which is a whole other thing, which is, but the reason you chose this place is because it will do the sedation stuff.
Well, so at this point, I have to have surgery. I have to go to an oral surgeon.
Yeah, but it's at the same place at least.
Yeah. So I have to go to an oral surgeon. I have to get all four of my wisdom teeth out. Cool thing is, for my entire life, I've been told I had to get them out because they would never fully come in.
Yeah.
Those bitches came in. He said they're fully in. He's like,
what's the difference between fully in and not in? Why is it?
Partially erupted means that your teeth are too crowded for it to fully come up, like out of the gum line into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I've been told over and over again, my mouth is like too small. Like I don't have enough room for my wisdom teeth to come in. And partially erupted basically means like you have a higher chance of infection and like more a chance for pain or have them be impacted. It's like, I don't know. It's like not a great look, but then I just, all you have to do, trick for anyone out there who's looking to save a little bit of money, just don't get them out. And after 36 years, they'll just come in.
You know what disturbed the shit out of me recently?
What?
You showed me that x-ray of a toddler's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That has all of its teeth in its, like, it just has, like, all of its teeth
waiting
above
to drop.
Its baby teeth. That is so disturbing. If you see a cute little toddler, inside that skeleton, inside their facial skull, is a whole terror forest of teeth that are like high in its face waiting to come down. It is freaky.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
One thing that this dentist says a lot, which I totally get and I understand, but I just feel like, I don't know. I'm like, you're stirring the pot a little bit. He just keeps saying, well, dentistry is not an exact science. And I'm like, bitch, you have a degree. Don't you tell me.
Yeah, and I have exact teeth,
yeah.
So.
Comedy is not an exact science.
Yeah, right.
Dentistry? I get his point, but I'm just like, don't tell me you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. I'm running away. I won't even give you back your stupid blue bib. I'm out of here, you jerk.
Just running down the street with your bib.
Say that to me.
Just go join the screaming guy on the street.
No,
the street.
I will. And I'll say, don't you? Dentistry is a science.
Yeah, right.
Literally, it's a science. Doctor of teeth science, DTS.
That's oh my God. Is. Well, when I went with Muriel for moral support, obviously, and chilled in the waiting room. And while I was there, this woman came in with her very cute little daughter who proceeded to immediately yank off all of the Christmas stockings off of their wall and make the thing crash on the ground. And the lady said, do you guys have an appointment? And she said, no. She said, I just brought this present for the doctor. And they're like, oh, that's so nice. So then eventually the doctor does come out into the waiting room. And this lady, just like you, Muriel, this guy has been dealing with it all day, burst into tears. She just started sobbing. And she was like, what you did for my father. She sounded like you.
What
you did for my father. I can't even. What was weird was he didn't know who she was because they had never met. So he's like, oh. And she's like, can I give you a hug? And basically it took a really long time. But what he realized was this woman's father was this guy that he had like read about, I guess online, and brought in and had given a bunch of free dentistry to, like, I don't know what he did. I don't know how he helped this lady's father, but he did a bunch of free stuff for him. And it like totally changed his life for the better and was like this huge thing. This lady's like sobbing and giving him this present. And the little kid's just like holding her his mom. And then when she realizes the mom's okay, and then kind of, she's just, then it kind of goes too long. And right when I'm like, damn, this interaction's taking a really, really long time, the kid just goes, mom, can we go? And then they took a photo and they left. So this guy is just, I mean, he's just a superhero.
He's so nice. And he's mostly just like, I need you to be really active and you need to tell me what is feeling good, what's feeling bad, what you're afraid of, what you don't like. And he's like, I can do tailor your dentistry around that.
Yeah.
And I can talk you through the things we can't avoid. And you know what I thought too, what I liked about him? Well, there's a couple of things. One thing is sedation dentistry, which I was like really looking forward to because I was like, put me out, baby. He really like was trying to take care of the psychological and communication problems before he even brought up like putting me out. And I think based on how I was acting, I would assume I freaked him out. He came in and we started talking and I just burst into tears.
Yeah.
And he was just like, okay, like we can talk through this. I'm not upset. Like, you know, you don't, I mean, he's like, I totally understand. And I deal with this all the time. You have to understand I'm totally understanding you. I'm really proud of you for being brave enough to make the appointment.
Did he say that?
Yes.
He said he was proud of you?
Yes. He said, I'm proud of you for coming in. He's like, that's 100% of the battle.
Did you tell him to shut up the way you told me to shut up when I said I was proud of you?
No, because you're not proud of me because you know about teeth. You're just proud of me because I'm your wife. You said, I'm proud of you. I didn't tell you to shut up.
Yeah, you did. Well, remember when I get, and then I gave you the hug and you gave, you said, this is making it worse.
It was just too much. I couldn't, it was before I started crying.
Yeah.
I was just crying in the parking lot because when you're saying that, I was trying not to cry. And when I was really, when I have a hard time, it's like when people are really nice to me, I start crying. And I was like, I cannot walk into this dentist crying. Yeah. So if you're saying I'm proud of me and trying to give me a hug, I'm like, leave me the fuck alone because I'm zenning out my existence right now.
You
like,
are on the free throw line with 2 points to win the championship out of you.
It's very concentrated and focused on not acting crazy as soon as I walk into this building. So I need it silent. And I think that's fair. It's not that I don't respect you as much as I respect him. It's that I cannot cry, but I was already crying when he said it. And then he goes, you know, and the fact he goes, you did amazing. Like the fact you're brushing your teeth 2, sometimes 3 times a day. You floss?
He's like amping
day?
You up.
He's like, I deal with people, I can't even help them because, you know, people don't brush their teeth. You know, you say 2 times a day. A lot of people I see 2 times a week.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And he might be exaggerating because I was crying.
But yeah, he was just trying to gas you up a little
No,
bit.
But he was like, I'm serious. He goes, he's like, if you do your job, like I'm already so excited to work with you because, you know, you already did 80-90% of the work. All I have to do now is just make sure everything's looking good. You did all the work. He's gassing me up so hard. Just like, but with love, not real gas, which is what I was going to pay for.
Yeah, right. You're like, I love all of this boosting of my ego, but can we just put that little mask and turn the knob?
No, but I respect that because he could make more money from me. Because I was like, I mean, he walked in and I'm sobbing from the x-rays. So he easily could have been like, all right, so we offer this anesthesia, like, because he does laughing gas as like a low level, like a low dose of laughing gas to just kind of relax and like take away the edge. And while in addition to like anesthesia, if he needs to do it.
Yeah.
So he could, I feel like he could have just been like, hey, like in order to do this, we can, you do you want to opt for the laughing gas? Cause I would have paid for it. It's like $50.
How much?
50. For just what he does, which is a really light laughing gas.
Oh, that
dose.
Sounds nice. Just a mist.
Yeah, right. Everybody's chill. He missed us all.
It's kind of like how, you know, you're supposed to do cologne or whatever, where you just like spray it in the air and then walk through it. Yeah, that sounds nice.
It was very like, I mean, I guess all I'm saying is like, I would have just paid for it.
Yeah, I would right now.
But instead he like took the time to like talk to me, show me everything on my x-ray. He spent like an hour and 15 minutes with me or something like that.
No, we were not in there that long.
Yeah.
No.
My appointment was at 1. We left at 2:30.
Oh, you're right.
I know.
Maybe 2:15 because then we walked up to the other place by 2:30.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, somewhere in there.
I want to nitpick the differences, Muriel.
I know. It's really, really charming. Maybe that's why I tell you mean things like shut up when you try to comfort me. Just kidding. I only said that because I was literally on the verge
no,
of crying.
I know. You were in the zone, you know? It was game time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I really respect that. And at the end, he was like, you did an amazing job. And then he goes, if you want, he's like, because the thing is, my wisdom teeth are so crowded, like they all have cavities. So he's like, you don't have cavities on anywhere else in your mouth. Obviously you take really good care of your teeth. Obviously the reasons why your wisdom teeth have cavities is because you can't clean them properly. Yeah. And he's like, frankly, looking at them, I can't clean them properly for you. Like, so even when I'm getting a teeth cleaning, it's like they're too compacted in there for him to like get a good angle on cleaning them. And he's like, I did my best and I really tried to clean them just in case. But you've got 4 major, he's like, you have 4 medium cavities on all of your teeth. And he's like,
all of your wisdom teeth.
Yeah. And then he said, you know, I can take them out for you if you want. I mean, he goes, I can fill them for you, but I think it's a waste of money. I think you should just get them out because you're never going to be able to take care of them. And I'm like, that's awesome because that's another way he could have charged me money. He said, your wisdom teeth are in. If you feel comfortable, I can go ahead and fill these for you. And instead he's just like, you know what? Let's refer you to somebody else. Let's get him out. I don't want to deal with this because I think it's irrational. He was just so practical, so nice.
Yeah.
So like not like trying to sell me stuff. Like he said, you know, like he on my thing, he's like, do you want orthodontics? And I said, no. And he's like, yeah, your front teeth are a little crowded, but you know, they're healthy and they look great and you're taking really good care of them. And I was just like, okay, thank you so much, doctor. I love you.
All right. Well, some of my things that I came away with were all the other people who worked there were very cool. They had like red hair and tattoos and like a cool undershirt with their like scrubs or whatever. Very, very cool. And then the other people that were going to the dentist, I just assumed they'd be like millionaires or something.
I know, right?
They were all just like normal ass people, like all around our age, kind of. I saw maybe there were 7 or 8 people there. None of them were the same ethnicity. It was just like, oh, people just go to the dentist. Like in my mind, I just think like that's something you just don't do anymore.
Well, a lot of people don't. You haven't gone to the dentist in like 15 years.
Yeah. No, I know. But I don't need to because I've said this on this podcast, but I'll say it again. The last time I went to the dentist took one look in my mouth and said, you're lucky you have the kind of teeth that will never get cavities.
And he's like, watch me, watch and learn, baby. Never going back. Brushing
never
my coat.
Going back.
Yeah.
All right. So how's your trauma level now? Because as we left and you just gave me all the news, which is all good news, I was like, that's so great. Like, you don't have cavities. You don't have to get a root canal. Just turns out you're a complete psycho. That's so much better than you having a rotten mouth. Like, this is so great. And you're just like, you just
what?
Put up your hand. You're like, we can't do this yet. I'm not okay.
Well, I mean, I just cried in front of strangers for like 15 minutes. I mean, it's just like...
So how's your trauma level now?
I just feel like I've been through it. I feel like I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, like when a deer has enough adrenaline to like escape a predator, but then after the adrenaline wears off, it kind of like gets really weak and faints into the grass.
Yeah.
That's about where I'm at right now.
Okay, good. Right.
Yeah.
So the logical relief that should be following, you know, filling your mind, body, heart, and soul about just like the fact that your teeth are okay and you have to get the wisdom teeth pulled, but you've known that for 10 years now. So like none of the logical sort of like reckoning is upon you yet.
I don't know what you're insinuating. I am a creature of logic. I understand everything. That doesn't mean that I'm going to calm down. It's not the same thing.
Well, then you're not a creature of logic.
I am. I understand it's good. It's all good news. And yeah. I'm like very, 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 very grateful. And this is one of the only things I've done in my life that had like, I literally looked towards the future and developed a good habit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like I'm always paying for my past.
Yeah.
And this time I got to cash in. My future me was like, past me, you did. Okay. So I feel like everything is good and we saved a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go to the stupid fucking dentist to get my teeth drilled. And the next procedure I have, I need to get them yanked so I can be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have to live through that. No, it's all good. It's all upside, baby. I can't.
Yeah, you're just,
I can't make myself be like, let's have a cup of tea.
No,
what a great news.
Of course. You're a fragile deer collapsing into the dew-soaked
I can't
grass.
Think I'm going to die for 5 months and then have somebody say like, no, actually, you did a great job. Oh, you did amazing, you know? No worries. And then be like, well, today was a good day. I've got a lot of stuff to process
That's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. And so we went to the store. We got some Sensodyne. We also got Kraft mac and cheese.
No, we got Annie's mac and cheese.
Annie's mac and cheese. Because now that... Because now you feel like a fancy bitch because your teeth are so perfect. So we got comfort food. Okay. We got some cereal. Some junk cereal. So you can go ahead and flirt with sugar. And there's a bottle of wine chilling down for you.
This one goes, our dentist goes, hey, man, like, hey, so how are your brushing habits? And I explained them. And he was like all perked up and juicy, like, oh, yeah. I like that. And then he's like, so are you otherwise? Like, how's your diet? And I looked at him and I was like, what do you think? But I didn't want to say it. I was like, well, I go, it was just the weirdest thing. Cause it's like, I was so traumatized. Yeah. Like I didn't have any way of like exhibiting, like hiding my feelings. You know what I mean? Like it was just like no pretense. I just had to say the thing.
Yeah.
He's like, so how's your diet? And I was like, fine. I don't know.
Well, what was he getting at?
He just was trying to see if I ate a lot of sugar.
Oh.
But I was like, I'm kind of like, you know, I got some like, I'm kind of like chubby. So I was like, also like, well, what does that mean? Like everybody in the dentist's office was in pretty good shape. And I just have been feeling like I'm not in good shape lately. And when he asked me that, I was like, I am healthy. Like I eat well and I cook at home most of the time and I don't eat a lot of sugar, but I also drink a lot of wine and I'm about 30 pounds overweight. So I'm like, on what level are you asking me this question? Like I was just looking at him like, what on earth do you mean? Because I was like, obviously I'm not skinny. Like I want to know, like, what are you insinuating?
Yeah,
like
fucker.
But really, he should have just said, do you eat a lot of sugar? I go, oh, no, I don't. And then, because we were just in a little standoff, like staring at each other. And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, okay, do you eat vegetables? And I was like, yeah. And I go, I cook at home a lot. And he's like, okay. It's silence. And then he's like, okay, well, do you drink soda? And I was like, oh, no.
He's like, what did you think I was asking you about?
I don't know.
He's like, well, are you a vegetarian? Because we can go out to dinner.
He did ask me that. He said, I'm just sharing with you. And I'm transitioning to being plant-based. Mm-hmm. Two of my meals a day are plant-based now. And I feel really amazing. And he's like, but I just want you to know that's something I've experienced.
Which, does that have anything to do with teeth health?
I mean, I think all overall health is health, you know.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize I was talking to a shaman over here.
People get bone density issues if they have, like, vitamin deficiencies, too.
Right.
So, like, if you're drinking a lot of bullshit and you're not getting enough of certain vitamins, then you can have wasting in your bones, too. Anyways, I'm okay.
I'm proud of you, Muriel.
I know you're just trying to poke the bear. I don't think you're really proud of me.
Proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You did so good and you just owned your emotion. You set yourself up for real good success today because you're like, this is how I'm going to be. This is what I need from the situation. I know this and this about me and then I was like, okay, I'll get you mac and cheese.
Thank you.
And, you know, it was just like you. I'm super proud of you, and I'm so proud of you for how well you've taken care of your teeth, and I just love you even more so because you did this stupid ass shit to your gums that I did to mine, which just ruined them by over loving, which is what we're doing to our lives. our life is terrible because you and I love each other too much. We have nothing else going on. Every other part of our existence is sinking, minus your dentistry. Because we're just brushing too hard with the love of our, selves.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you? All right, I'm done now. I can't. I'm traumatized. I'm super glad we get to share it, but I'm still, like, marginally traumatized.
No, I know. You're super traumatized.
This is my thing. I don't have very many of these.
Yeah.
This is my, like, my major, like, I can usually hang with anything or I can make stuff work. This is one of those things where I just will cry. And I just spent a long time crying today in front of strangers. So even that's exhausting.
Well,
but I feel like I did a good job.
Well, it's the early evening, but it's not. It's the perfect time to go climb into bed. I'm going to make you snacks. I'm going to give you whatever you want. You're going to get everything you want. And it's nice and early, so it feels like, okay, I'm, you know, like you're kind of being indulgent and taking care of yourself and allowing yourself, but it's not too early to make it seem like, some kind of crazy problem.
Well, that's because it gets dark earlier these days because it's the winter time. All right, Nikki, get me my rolls. I mean, of bread.
She wants a roll with burrata on it. I'm going to get you a cheese roll.
Give me my cheese and rolls.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
We love you.
Oh my God.
So as a little treat, I want to tell you Nick is making me read the review I left for the dentist on his website. Because I was just like, this dentist is like amazing and I love him so much. And I just looked it up and mine is literally about 7 times as long as any other person's comment. Right,
what'd you write?
Out of a lot, like 100 comments. Okay. Okay, ready?
Yes.
I wrote 5 stars. I almost never write reviews, but I'm doing this for my full-grown adult brothers and sisters who are afraid of going to the dentist. I'm so afraid of dental work that I cry during x-rays. I researched for honestly a couple of months to find Blue Pearl Dentistry. I lied way more time than that. and Dr. Huang is hands down the best dentist I've ever seen. He took his time to talk through every bit of x-ray, the cleaning process, likes and dislikes, etc. I've always felt like my anxiety was annoying to dentists or that the pain I feel during routine dentistry is unreasonable. Dr. Huang is an incredibly empathetic, intelligent, and clear communicator, and it immediately put me at ease. He's super gentle and respectful of your needs. I started out the appointment literally in tears and walked out of the office feeling like a huge burden was lifted. If you're freaked out about dental work, have sensitive teeth, or have had a bad experience with a dentist in the past, go to Blue Pearl. And then the next one is next one is from David B. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Good.
God bless him. Okay, the other thing I don't think
I'm covered. I'm so embarrassed. I didn't look at that for it since I posted it.
Well, I think the other thing we didn't cover is we heard back from the whatever the x-rays about wisdom teeth. We're going to have to spend some money, but it's not going to be anywhere near as how bad we thought we were going to be in trouble for this.
No. What I'm going to have to pay out of pocket is about a quarter of like
worst case what we thought was going to happen.
That was going to happen. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of reviews, ladies and gentlemen, we got a new review on Apple. Okay.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
from Coley. And she says, breaking the stigma of adulting. And I'm going to read it, okay? Because it makes me feel good. Just like that guy's going to read his review and he's going to feel all good.
He's going to be like, holy shit, I hope she doesn't know where I live.
All right, Coley wrote, Nick and Muriel have restored my hope that you don't have to dull as you get older, even though your hair might. She didn't write that. I'm just saying, I feel like my hair is losing its buoyancy. Okay. Okay. They remind me to never let life get serious and to keep having fun. They are such a fun and loving couple that resonates so deeply with myself. Never stop doing what you do. Love you guys. So wonderful. Thank you, Coley. We love these reviews. And if you'd rather be like the guy that followed Muriel on the dental one, you can just give us 5 stars and write good. We'll take that too. Or if you give us 5 stars and write some shit talking, we'll read that. So
yeah, if you,
know. You
like hate the podcast, but you want to like have it be like known,
yeah,
and you listen to the end,
yeah, right.
then write 5 stars and be like, sucks.
Yeah, these guys are weak. I like every podcast better than this one. Look, we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and we want to shout out some people on the social medias who are hitting us up. Grandmaster Germ,
ooh.
V. Heather Brooker,
oh.
T. MacPherson 803,
oh.
J. Warner Wallace, Isaac Coyne,
oh.
D. Bar, and oh. Planet Watcher. We love all you people. You can always find us
like
on
Planet Watcher.
That's
like,
what it's called.
Like if you were to say like Planet Mars.
Oh, as opposed to
Planet Watcher.
He's a watcher of planets.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not what it is, Muriel.
Planet Watcher.
He's from the planet called Watcher. Okay.
I just like, I know it's a little thing and it's so dumb, but I love listening to you read things out loud.
Shut up. I'll have you know that I've been doing a great job reading things out loud, okay?
I'm not
I've gotten
saying
paid
you
for
don't.
It recently, and I'm getting callbacks based on it with commercials I haven't booked yet. But, you know, I'm going to book at least 3 of those commercials. Okay, anyways, moving forward and also ending the podcast at the same time. The reviews are great. Also, just like sharing this podcast with people is huge. And screenshotting your podcast player and putting in your Instagram stories, all that kind of stuff, spreading the gospel of Nick and Muriel's loser ass podcast. Look, we know we're not celebrities, okay? There's literally no reason for you guys to listen to our podcast, but it's really cool that you do.
Oh man, we're of the people.
Yeah.
That's why we're just doing this together, you know? And if
right.
you wanna start a podcast, You totally can.
Yeah. We can. Literally anyone can.
Literally anyone can. You can do it in your living room, man.
All right. Bye. We love you.
Bye.
I'm Kate Thompson.
And I'm Mark David Christensen. And together we host Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast.
The show dedicated to the half-demon hero brought forth by writer-artist Mike Mignola and published by Dark Horse Comics.
Each week we discuss everything Hellboy.
Plus his expanded universe with the BPRD, Abe Sapien, Lobster Johnson, and many more.
That's Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.